Scratchy black and white film, F.A., Fox Atomic. Fox Atomic presents a Craven Maddalena Films and Peter Locke production. A naked woman is tied to a filthy bed somewhere dark. She screams continuously. Michael McMillian, Jessica Stroop, Jacob Vargas, Flex Alexander, Lee Thompson Young, Daniela Alonso, Eric Edelstein, Reshad Strick, Ben Crowley, Michael Bailey Smith, Derek Mears, David Reynolds, Jeff Kober, Jay Acavone, Philip Pavel, Archie Kao. The woman's elongated toenails and chafed, cankerous skin rub against the stained sheets. Casting by Mark Bennett. Costume designer, Janie Bryant. Music supervisor, David Franco. The woman's toes flex as she strains and pushes out a bloody baby. Music by Trevor Morris. Special makeup and effects by Gregory Nicotero and Howard Berger. Visual effects supervisor, Jameson Goe. Someone pulls the infant clear of the womb and breaks the umbilical cord. Co-producers Tina Anderson, Jonathan Craven, Cody Zwei. Editors Kirk Murray, Sue Blaney. Production designer Keith Wilson. Director of photography Sam McCurdy. Executive producer Jonathan Debbin. The woman looks over at the baby, then becomes increasingly fearful as a burly man approaches her. Produced by Wes Craven, Marianne Maddalena and Peter Locke. The man raises a cudgel and smashes it into the woman's face.
No, no.
Die!
The Hills Have Eyes 2. Based on characters created by Wes Craven. Written by Wes Craven and Jonathan Craven. Directed by Martin Weiss. 2 years ago, an American family crossing the desert took a wrong turn and drove deep into a military area known only as Sector 16. By dawn the next day, half the family had been slaughtered. In the following weeks, the army conducted search and destroy missions throughout the area. Recently, for undisclosed reasons, electronic monitoring was ordered installed. It was nearly in place. Shop dummies in military uniforms sit around a table in a bunker-like room.
Got everybody?
Number one's dead.
Han, the young man in the bunker, fiddles with electronic equipment.
How about now?
Whoa, good there.
How about the security dummies?
They're dead too. Hold on.
Wilson, the other man, checks his computer.
What the hell?
Several illuminated dots.
What you got?
I got a shitload of false readings. Stand by.
Data feed interrupted.
We just lost our feed.
I'll go check the main junction.
Han steps out of the bunker room.
Spooky down there, isn't it? We're the first ones in there since the 50s. Maybe it is haunted. Glad it's you and not me in there.
Han makes his way down a darkened corridor and opens a door into a large room full of dust-covered ancient clutter. A shaft of daylight comes into the room from a hole high up in the wall. Han walks over to an electrical junction box. As he opens it, it short circuits.
Ah, oh, fuck!
What's with the junction box?
It's history. Our friends, the rats again.
They love the taste of the insulation. All right, I'll call base. Should be able to get it back up here in an hour or so.
Shit.
A soldier, Redding, joins Wilson.
Dr. Wilson, have you seen Foster?
Calibrating the infrared sensor. Up top the mountain.
Dumb sons of bitches.
Sorry, Colonel Redding.
Guys aren't supposed to be here without a goddamn escort.
Redding marches out of Wilson's tent. Up on the mountainside, another scientist, Foster, adjusts a technical-looking piece of equipment. He radios in.
Wilson! Wilson?
Wilson, come in!
Frustrated, Foster steps away from his piece of equipment and looks down at a huddle of tents in the valley far below.
Where are these guys?
Do you read me? It's Foster. Han, come in.
Han has been disemboweled.
Han, it's Foster.
Foster turns to go and bumps into a mutant chewing a piece of raw meat.
Hi. Are you lost?
The mutant approaches.
My name is Dr. Foster.
The mutant makes a grab at Foster's jacket zip.
Do you have a name?
Run away?
Someone steps up behind Foster and plants a pickaxe in his skull.
Foster?
Gun in hand, Colonel Redding goes to investigate.
Foster!
He peers over the edge of a cliff.
Now where are you? Come on. Come out of your holes. Come on, you cocksucker, motherfucker, sons of bitches!
He turns around.
Foster!
Redding looks down and sees a pike point sticking out of his chest. He's lifted into the air on the pike and tossed off the cliff. The pikeman raises his hands in triumph. A wrecked car burns on a dusty street. A discarded sign on the floor says, Kandahar. A US soldier peeps around the side of a building and is met with a hail of bullets. He ducks back to his colleagues.
Go, go, go! Move out, go!
Keep moving! Keep moving!
Go!
The US troops move up the street under fire.
Take cover!
Come on, Greg!
A soldier's helmet is knocked off.
Ow!
Leave it!
I gotta get my helmet!
Get your fucking helmet! What the fuck did you say?
You're an American motherfucker!
Craig!
American number one, bitch!
One of the soldiers, Crank, goes after the enemy.
Crank!
Let's move, pussies!
Crank, you dumb motherfucker! Don't freak out!
The rest of the squad move up to support Crank.
What to do? Get out of the way!
Get him some cover!
I got this!
You get out of here! Come on!
Pauline, get the door!
What?
I can't hear you!
The fucking door!
This is the mother of all doors! Come back!
Shit!
Come
back! Shit!
They blow up a house with two grenades, but are caught by the blast and thrown to the floor. A child's doll lands beside them.
Kaboom!
It's a training exercise.
Oh, you're dead. Eight.
A stunning display of individual and group stupidity. 17 civilians killed and yourselves. I'm in fucking awe. Cole, never leave cover to retrieve your helmet. You won't have the head to put it on anyway. Johnson, do not drop your weapon to protect your ears. You are better off deaf than dead. Medina, since you are not Rambo resurrected, do not charge while your head is securely up your ass. That's how innocent people get killed. And you, Napoleon.
It's not police, Arch.
You're quite the killer, aren't you, Napoleon? Almost got your whole squad blown to hell in 6 seconds. Now that's a mighty impressive body count for somebody who's against the war.
What?
Oh yeah, your brother didn't tell you. Pretty Mouth here got himself a bumper sticker. It says, conversation, not confrontation.
What's up with that shit?
You against the war, Doonesbury?
Not always, Arch. I just think that the president lies too much.
All presidents lie, asshole. That's their fucking job.
Yeah,
Yes, sir.
No president has told the truth since Truman. And do you know what he said?
No, Sarge.
He said that the buck stops here. Now, you have all failed combat and are therefore officially dead. Congratulations. Fall in at that deuce and a half with all gear. We will deploy to the Agave Ridge rifle range. Then you can complete your failure of these exercises by blowing each other's dead heads off. And on our way, we're stopping to Sector 16 to deliver equipment to scientists who are working there. This is a top secret area, so do not wander off or talk to anybody. Now get your sorry rookie butts in the back of that truck. Now! Let's go, let's go, let's go, Spinner. If I had some steak on a string, you'd move real fast.
A military lorry drives across the U.S. Army Training and Testing Facility at Yuma Flats, New Mexico, in Sector 16. The lorry passes two scorpions at the roadside. Driving the truck, Spitter looks around at the parched, inhospitable landscape.
Jesus. How big is this place?
It's about 1,300 square miles. They used to test nuclear weapons here.
Well, isn't it radioactive then?
Not according to the Army.
Fuck.
In the back of the truck.
Maybe I should thank Napoleon. If we're all officially dead, like Sarge said, I won't be tried for war crimes. The killing of innocent mannequins is serious shit.
Where I come from, it's never good to be dead.
Ah, Crank, you're taking all the fun out of the afterlife.
Shove the afterlife up your ass.
That's cool, man.
Tattoos.
Lied, huh? Made the same mistake when I was a kid.
So is Clyde still your dude?
Yes, Stump. Clyde's still my dude.
Stump. That's your son. He's like 4 years old.
That is so fucked up.
One good thing about being dead, wouldn't have to listen to all your bullshit.
That's all there is out here. It's a bunch of bullshit.
This bullshit's got a crazy past. You guys know they used to use this as a test ground for A-bombs?
You guys know that used to be a test ground for A-bombs?
The fuck ass you, piece-ass shit boy.
All right, I'm sorry. I forgot I was dealing with Rambo Resurrected.
You Rambo Resurrect my balls, bitch.
Ooh.
You were the pinche puta.
¿No puedes escribir, idiota?
Crank grabs Napoleon.
Oh!
Crank!
Stop!
Kill you right now!
Oh, Crank!
Del Mar stops Crank pushing Napoleon off the back of the truck.
I killed somebody once. It was easy. That's why it's so dangerous.
Del Mar glares at Crank and steps back from him.
I don't fucking like that guy.
Well, I don't like being out here having to put up with you, but I deal with it. So deal with it.
Everyone resumes their seats. Napoleon looks over at Del Mar.
Thanks.
Don't mind Crank. He's just a cranky motherfucker.
Crank sits back, looking moody. The lorry rumbles along a sun-baked valley, passing hills with steep sides of solid rock. A river runs right through the valley, but the land remains arid and devoid of vegetation. At the scientists' camp, the door of a Portaloo cubicle bangs in the wind, and a showerhead drips. The army lorry drives up the rough track to the cluster of tents and stops. In the back, Stump turns to Mickey.
Some top secret they're invisible, huh?
Got that right.
They look round the deserted campsite. Sarge jumps down from the cab and shouts.
Hello!
A smoking electrical generator packs up by one of the tents. As Sarge looks around, the rest of the troops climb out of the truck.
Oh, legs asleep.
Dick's asleep.
You want to wake it up?
Nah, that's your daddy's job.
Hey, you two, cut the bullshit. Offload that crate, put it in the tent. Spitter, get me base.
National Guard, Yankee 5-9er, calling Yuma Flats Base. Over. National Guard, Yankee 5-9er, calling Yuma Flats Base. Over.
Nothing, sir. It's the hills.
Keep trying.
The troops begin to fan out amongst the tents.
National Guard, Yankee 5-9er to Yuma Flats Base. Over.
Sarge peers into a tent.
Hello!
The tent seems deserted.
Private Crackhead.
Sarge.
See if you can find Colonel Redding. He's supposed to be the security over here. See these cables? They run into that old bunker over there. Check it out. Watch your step.
Yes, sir, Sergeant.
Private Mickey Mouse. See if you can find some gas. There's got to be some cans around here somewhere.
Yes, Sergeant.
Sarge looks over at the portaloos.
Napoleon, where the fuck are you going?
I was just gonna use the facility.
Are you fucking kidding me? You are in mountain assault training. There are no porta potties in Kandahar. You will take your dumps behind the cactus with the scorpions. Do you understand me?
What do I use for a TP, sir?
Use your fucking hand.
Yes, Sarge.
Napoleon heads off. Crank crosses a footbridge over the turgid brown river and makes his way over to the old bunker. Its entrance is a heavy metal door set into the rock face. Crank stops outside the door and peers cautiously at it for a few moments before pushing it open. He looks into the gloomy interior, putting his foot on the electrical cables where they cross the threshold.
Yo! Colonel Redding!
Some bats fly past.
Stupid bats.
At the camp, Mickey reports back to Sarge.
No gas, sir, but I found this.
Satellite phone. Must have been how they contacted base. I don't think it's working.
Damn, somebody's got a temper. Oh, mine's all buttoned up, Sarge. Nobody's home.
Whose radio's that?
Must be one of theirs.
Wilson. Come on. Get there.
Sarge answers the radio, which is in a truck.
Hello.
What is this?
This is Sergeant Jeffrey Millstone of the U.S. National Guard. Who is this and what's your position? Are you in distress? Fuck. Spitter, what's the range on these things?
Couple miles, line of sight.
Sarge!
Looks like a signal mirror. It's gotta be him.
On the hillside.
We're on a search and rescue mission.
That's right, we are.
Shut the fuck up! I said search and rescue. That fucking spring break. I want you back here with weapons and gear for a climbing assault in 5.
Yes, sir.
Sir, Sarge.
Napoleon.
No disrespect, but do you really think it's a good idea going up there without contact and headquarters?
Do you like fucking with me, Napoleon? I think you do. You know what? You're officially in charge of guarding the latrine. Not using it, but guarding it. I want you to stand on one leg and hold your rifle over your fucking head and make sure that no one steals or molests that porta potty, or I will have your Goma Pile ass court-martialed immediately. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand me?
I'll go. I just think that it's a bad idea.
Get over there and guard that fucking latrine now.
Sir, yes, sir.
He goes. Delmar.
Live ammo or blanks?
One live mag each weapon. It's heavier. Flashlights and hydration packs, too. The more weight, the better for you clowns. You're halfway through your training, and you look like a bunch of raw recruits. You're a disgrace to the U.S. National Guard, and you wouldn't last 5 minutes in combat. One leg, Goma Pile! The rest of you, get your asses up that hill and wipe those silly smiles off your faces now!
As Napoleon stands on one leg outside the loo, the others climb down from the lorry.
Let's move! One leg, pal!
One leg!
Crank gives Napoleon the finger as he goes.
Company, huh? Johnson!
Sir.
You stay here. Spitter's coming with us. Get on the main radio and try to raise somebody. If you can get through to a med back, the guy'll have a hell of a bit of chance. Now move.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to ride.
Keep going. Turn around. One way.
When I grew up, my mama said,
when I grew up, my mama said,
I wasn't hard to
get my feet in. I wasn't hard to get my feet
in. The squad move out, leaving Napoleon teetering on one leg outside the toilet. Amber Johnson walks over to one of the tents and leans her assault rifle against a table. Napoleon raises his leg.
Mayday, mayday. This is the National Guard, Yankee 5-9er calling the Yuma Flats base requesting a medvac. Over. Hello?
Someone's watching her. Shit. Napoleon changes legs.
Mayday, mayday. This is the National Guard Yankee 5-9er calling the Yuma Flats base requesting a medvac. Over.
What the hell are scientists doing way the hell out here? It's nothing but rocks and rattlesnakes.
Army business, dumbass. Definitely none of your business.
Well, Sarge, I am in the Army.
Which gives you the right to shut the fuck up.
Okay? I'll just shut the fuck up then.
How many people are supposed to be here?
I have no idea. Maybe we can ask him up there.
What are we supposed to do when we find this dude?
It depends on how bad he is. We wait for a med back or hump him down by hand.
I know I'm not supposed to talk, Sarge, but I hope you...
Mickey falls into a covered hole. The others grab him.
Come on. I got you, Mickey.
They pull him out.
Hello?
Shit.
Saved my life, Sarge.
Yeah, well, nobody's perfect.
How far down does that thing go?
China?
Sarge drops a pebble down the hole.
100 feet deep, 100 years old. Just waiting to suck your ass in. So keep your eyes open. There's a lot of old mines Shit. Around here. How's your ankle, Mickey?
Damn, fine, let's go.
We cannot afford to slow down.
Come on, Sarge, let's go.
Head back to base camp.
Oh, come on, Sarge.
Mick, back to camp. Now, that's an order.
Disgruntled Mickey picks up his helmet and gun.
What the fuck is everybody looking at? Let's keep moving.
The squad moves on as Mickey hobbles back to the camp. By the portaloo, Napoleon gives up on his task. He stands on both legs and lowers his rifle, which he'd been holding above his head. He leans the rifle against the portaloo and takes off his helmet. Amber sees him.
Hey, you're not supposed to do that.
Duty calls.
Mayday, mayday. This is National Guard Yankee 5-9er calling the Yuma Flats base requesting a medvac. Over.
Napoleon opens the portaloo.
Mayday, mayday.
Napoleon goes into the portaloo, drops his trousers, and sits on the can. Hearing a noise, he looks down, then relaxes. Something erupts out of the toilet between Napoleon's legs. He runs out of the portaloo with his trousers down.
Fuck!
What?
There's a hand in the shitter!
What?
Check it out!
He pulls up his pants. Amber edges up to the portaloo and throws the door open.
Oh. Oh. Is somebody in there?
Down. There.
He points into the toilet bowl. She leans over to take a look. Wilson climbs up out of the loo.
Who was that guy?
Shit Man the Barbarian. I have no idea.
Help me.
They open the cubicle door again.
Oh, man.
They step inside. Up in the hills, the patrol has lost its way.
Can't tell one rock from another.
It was between those three. Seems like that's the only way up right there.
That ain't so bad.
Nah, man. Not so bad at all.
You're a fucking squirrel.
They break out climbing gear. At the camp, Amber and Napoleon wipe excrement off Wilson, who lies shuddering on the ground. He's badly injured.
What's with all these cuts?
I don't know.
They exchange a worried look. Amber wipes some cack off Wilson's brow and looks down at him sympathetically.
Who did this to you?
There. Here.
Amber and Napoleon exchange a look.
Who's they?
Wilson stopped moving. Napoleon feels his neck for a pulse.
Well, the cuts were that deep.
Massive infection.
What?
Shit stinks because it's full of pathogens. Whoever did this to him wanted him to die slowly.
What kind of person would do that to someone?
Honestly, I don't know.
The patrol is scaling a rock face.
Let's go, Delmar.
In the lead, Delmar climbs over a ledge.
There you go.
He traverses along the ledge.
Pick your spots.
Find the creases.
He goes for a handhold.
You got it.
He pulls himself up, then misses his footing.
Keep going, soldier.
He pulls himself up again.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Delmar.
All right.
He gets to the top and pulls himself over the edge.
All right.
You are officially a bad motherfucker.
As the others climb up the rope set by Delmar, someone watches Missy as she paces amongst the rocks. She takes out a mobile and watches a video clip on it. She touches the image of her son on the screen and smiles. Then looks up at the rocks as she hears a noise.
Take your time. Pick your spots, dumb.
Asshole!
Oh, easy. Sarge says we're moving out.
We'll make some noise next time you come up behind me.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just a messenger.
It's Crank.
Chicks.
She follows him. Back at the camp, Napoleon eyes Wilson's body and wipes the excrement off his hands with a cloth, then tries the radio again.
Hello? Hello? Over. Hello? Hello? Over.
Amber washes her hands.
Hello? Hello? Over.
You get through to him?
Radio sucks.
He tosses Amber a towel, and she dries her hands.
Hello? Sarge? Anybody?
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
No.
Their lorry is on fire.
Shit.
Who's your gun?
A gun is gone.
Fuck! What?
Where's your rifle?
She looks around for it.
It's gone.
She runs over to the radio table.
Oh, man!
Napoleon looks in a tent, then picks up the radio.
Let's just get up there.
No. We're not going up that hill.
I'm not hiding down here waiting for him to come down. What? You scared?
It's not about being scared. It's about not making idiotic and possibly fatal decisions.
Right. Forgot who I was speaking to. The same genius who got his whole squad blown to hell. Didn't you hear what he said? Someone is here. You want to die like him? Let's just get up with the others.
Napoleon returns to the radio.
Hello, Sarge.
He watches Amber run off alone.
Hello? Sarge, anyone? Anybody out there read me?
He glances after Amber, who's crossed the shallow river and is making her way up an earth bank. At the top of the bank, she stops and looks around. She proceeds warily over the rough terrain. Amber looks up at the forbidding bare rock cliffs in front of her. She looks increasingly anxious. A mutant grabs her and picks her up.
Hey!
As Napoleon runs to her aid, the mutant throws her on the ground and grabs at her. She kicks him in the face.
Hey!
Amber grabs a rock and hits the mutant in the face with it.
Napoleon!
The mutant swings at her with a meat cleaver. As he takes a third swing, a bullet catches him in the shoulder. Mickey fired the shot. The mutant disappears down a bolt hole in the rocks.
Mickey! Mickey!
Who was that?
Mickey! Mickey, something's going on. Are you all right?
Yeah, I just twisted my ankle.
A hand emerges from a hole and grabs him.
Holy shit!
As he's dragged in, Amber grabs him.
Come on, I got you. Shit!
Oh, shit!
Come on, I got you.
Shoot the fucker! Shoot him! Shoot him!
I can't see him there!
Mickey's dragged in further. Napoleon arrives and grabs hold of Mickey, but whoever's pulling on the other side of the hole is too strong, and Mickey's dragged in.
Mickey!
Napoleon gets to his knees.
Mickey!
The patrol up in the hills.
Man, this is bullshit.
They make their way up a steep, arid slope. Missy stands looking back the way they've come. Stump turns to her.
What?
Thought I heard something. Shot.
This is a military base. People are shooting all over the place.
I think it came from camp. Is anybody checking Denver recently?
Mickey's down there by now. You know, he's got her in a tent, and they're doing a whole nother kind of training. You know what I mean?
I see it.
Another one.
You too. Get your asses up here.
Come on.
Hello!
Sarge calls out.
Hello!
Hello! No signal flashes back from the hills. Del Mar spots something.
Oh, no.
He retrieves a discarded trainer.
The Red and Black High Top Forces. What? It's my size, too.
What the fuck they doing way up here?
Now, if we can only find the other ones, we'd be in business.
Sarge! Over here!
They go to look.
Sarge!
Spitter has found Foster's body lying in a pool of blood. There's something embedded in Foster's skull.
The fuck is in his head? Private crackhead.
Huh?
Fish it out.
Shit.
Crank crouches by the body and pulls the object out of Foster's skull. It's a wallet. He opens it and reads.
Dr. Paul Foster, Department of Defense. Looks like we found one of our scientists.
He drops the wallet.
Lock and load.
This isn't supposed to happen on an army base.
In the middle of a U.S. military facility. The size of Rhode Island. Look, if some asshole wants to go nuts, this is a damn good place to do it.
Spitter, get Amber on the radio.
Stark 9, Stark 9. Amber, this is Spitter. You read me? Over. Stark 9, Stark 9. Amber, this is Spitter. You read me? Over.
Spitter gives up on the radio and shrugs.
There's too much interference.
Sarge, we should go back down.
Amber's fine. She's got Mick and Napoleon.
That there radio? Let me have it.
Colonel Redding, is this you? Hello, can you hear me?
That wasn't the same voice as before.
Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But if somebody's hurt, we're gonna help him. And if somebody is fucking with us, we're gonna find out who it is.
Sarge,
I told you before, this isn't spring break. One way or the other, lives are at stake. That's how it is.
Crank, Spitter, you stay with me on lead. Missy, Stump, Delmar, you bring up the rear. Watch our backs. Stay alert and stay alive. Let's move.
With Missy covering the patrol's tail, they move forward, guns now at the ready. On point, Sarge signals the patrol to halt. Sarge signals Crank and Spitter to fan out to his right. Sarge moves forward as the other two split off. Spitter passes a large rock and hears something. He and Crank pass the mouth of a cave. Seeing no one, they move on. Someone dressed in rags runs over stony ground.
You hear something?
I don't know. Maybe a bird?
Keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Someone jumps down and hits Spitter in the back with a pickaxe, then runs off. Crank shoots and misses the attacker.
Ah! What the fuck was that?
The attacker throws a rock at Crank.
Ah, shit!
What the fuck?
Spitter shoots Sarge by mistake.
Sarge! Spitter!
Oh, fuck!
Oh, fuck me, it's Sarge!
That was Spitter.
Sarge!
Sarge!
The rest of the patrol rejoin Spitter and Crank.
You hurt? You hurt?
I didn't mean to do that.
Do what?
Sarge! Sarge! Sarge!
Sarge!
What do we do?
Go get me the medipack!
Medipack! Hey! Medipack, bring it over here!
Delmar runs up with the medipack and hands it to Missy. Napoleon and Amber run up and join the others.
What happened?
I swear, man, this dude just popped out of nowhere and he stabbed him in the back.
Man, I didn't mean...
Missy gives Sarge a heart massage.
Okay.
Sarge. Sarge. Come on, breathe. Breathe, Sarge.
Sarge doesn't respond.
Sarge, stay with us.
Sarge!
What do we need? What do you need?
Missy shakes her head.
Missy, what do you need?
It was an accident. It's a fucking accident.
Missy bends over Sarge's body.
They're fucking with us. These guys are smart.
Spitter throws the radio from his backpack. It took the blow from the pickaxe, saving his life.
Amber? Where's Mickey?
Amber turns tearfully away from Stump. He and Crank stare at her as they realize Mickey's dead. Napoleon sits down, clutching Mickey's rifle. The survivors carry Sarge back towards camp in a sheet.
Watch between the rocks. Under your feet, too.
That's how they got Mickey?
That's how they did it.
God.
On point, Delmar aims his rifle at something and they stop.
What is it?
They look at the hillside opposite.
What do you see, Delmar?
It's nothing. We're almost there.
Delmar leads on and they follow behind him. Delmar rounds a rock outcrop and looks down. There's a steep drop to the valley floor.
All right, guys. Let's rig a line and get Sarge down.
I'm going down with him.
Sorry, Spit. I don't know how to rig for a two-man.
Yeah, me either, man.
I can do it.
They all look at Napoleon.
All right. All right, let's make it happen.
They prepare the mountaineering equipment.
You too, right? Oh, and a couple of those carabiners.
Napoleon makes a loop in a climbing rope.
Prop them up. Go, prop them up. You sure you know what you're doing?
Double bowline. Right knot for the job.
You sure about that?
I was an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, better fucking hold.
Come on, Spit, let's do it.
Napoleon attaches the rope to Sarge with the carabiner. Delmar turns to Spitter.
You ready?
All right.
Delmar hands Sarge to Spitter, and Napoleon ties them together.
I'm sorry, Spitter. It's the only way. If he's loose, he'll fall out of his harness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The others hold the rope.
See you down there, cabrón.
Okay, man. Yeah.
Easy.
Spitter abseils down the cliff with Sarge.
You got it, Spitter. All right, man. Plant your feet. Take it easy. Right there, Spitter. You got it. Plant your feet, man.
You're doing good, Spitter.
Floor.
Right there. Okay, let's go back.
Napoleon, get your thumb out of your ass and help us out.
You comfortable?
Yeah.
You looking good, man. Right there.
Slow down.
I'm about to lose visual.
Keep it slow, Spitter.
Y'all slow down.
The rope breaks.
Spitter!
What happened?
Spitter and Sarge are squished at the bottom.
What happened?
He's fucking dead, man.
What the fuck happened?
He's fucking dead.
Shocked, Amber sits down. Delmar pulls up the rope and looks at the end of it.
You fucking knocked in the hole, you life faggot!
The rope must have broke.
The rope didn't break.
Exactly.
It was cut.
Crank lays off Napoleon.
Oh, man, we're getting picked off one by one here.
Oh, you motherfucker! You motherfucker, you're dead! You hear me? Dead!
Crank looks down at Spitter.
Oh, shit!
Where are the ropes? Hey, who's got the rest of the ropes?
I put them up there.
They're gone. They're not here.
We can't get down without the ropes.
Who the hell is doing all of this fucking bullshit to us?
Whoever these fuckers are, they want us dead.
No, that's where they want us. Thinking we got no chance. We're gonna get out of this together. Let's think about that.
So how do we get down? There's gotta be a way. They got up here, we'll take the same way down.
Guns at the ready. The survivors make their way slowly along a narrow ledge, traversing one of the numerous cliffs.
Watch your step. It's a long way down.
Crank dislodges some loose rocks, which cascade down the cliff.
Damn.
They move cautiously forward in single file, Delmar staying on point. Delmar climbs down off the ledge.
You're not gonna like this.
What?
The others join him.
Fuck, man! Another dead end! No way we're getting down without ropes, I told you!
We go back and find another way.
Oh, shit. Dee, why the fuck are we moving towards the weird noise?
Just shut the hell up!
You shut the hell up, this is bullshit!
They creep in the direction of the sound. It's a bloodied Colonel Redding.
Oh, shit.
He lies quivering by some rocks.
Go ahead and shoot.
Let's get some first aid.
Coming up.
Tony, watch your backs.
Got it.
Colonel Redding, just hang on, sir, okay? We're gonna get you out of here.
Where's your CO? Where's your commanding officer?
We lost him.
Better up to see those wounds.
You don't have a fucking clue!
He laughs grimly at them. They aim in the direction of the sound.
Sir, if you know something we should know, now's the time.
I just needed a little proof.
Redding's on his feet.
Proof of what?
What's going on here, Colonel?
It's not the fucks in caves halfway around the world that keep me up at night. Right here in the middle of our own goddamn base. People still living in the mines. They thought they got rid of them, but I knew they didn't.
You knew about these fuckers?
One or two more nights, I could have had them blown back to the Stone Age.
Tell us what to do, Colonel. How do we get out of here?
That's a good fucking question, isn't it? You could go down through the mines. Except they'd kill you for sure. All except the girls. But you ladies, they'll keep you alive for breeding, trying to get their numbers back up.
What?
Yeah, whatever, asshole. How do we get down this hill?
Simple.
No!
Redding blows his own brains out.
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
They aim their guns at the hills, trying to locate the source of the noise. Missy slowly lowers her Colt armor-like rifle and looks over at Amber, who lowers her gun too. Thin clouds race by over the sun-baked desert rocks. Amber and Missy sit together. Amber looks around nervously.
I don't know how much more of this I can take. I'm so fucking scared.
We're gonna get through this. We're gonna make it out of here, okay?
You think?
Have to. I'm the only real family Clyde's got. Give anything just to smell his hair again.
Someone is nearby.
You never talk about him.
Work's work. Family is, I don't know, sacred. I was trying to keep the two separate. I guess that's all bullshit now.
As they look over at the phone clip of Missy's son, a mutant stalks them with a cleaver.
He's beautiful.
No!
Missy and Amber run for it as the other members of the patrol break cover and riddle Cleaver Man full of bullets.
Yeah! Biatch!
Cleaver Man hits the deck.
Seed.
Fuck it! Hey!
Missy turns to Amber.
You alright? Mm-hmm. It's the piece of shit that jumped me back at camp. I think he killed Mickey too.
Crank kicks the cleaver away, then kicks its owner.
Damn. It's fucking ugly.
Fucking stinks.
It's fucking big, man. Still, nothing little hot lead can't fix.
Hot lead? Listen to you, man.
Yeah, well, it's just one. How many are left?
Hey, bring them on, man.
Hey, you guys did good.
Thanks.
Smells like shit.
Missy walks a little way out of sight of the others and undoes her trousers. She has a quick look round at the hillside before squatting down and having a pee. One of the rocks behind her seems to come to life. It's Chameleon, another hideously disfigured mutant. He grabs Missy. Amber looks round and notices Missy's gone.
Where's Missy?
Hey, Missy?
Missy!
Shit, Missy! Help!
Chameleon drags Missy into a cave as the others approach.
Watch yourselves.
The patrol heads into the cave, which turns out to be a long disused mineshaft. Light shines down from a gap in the roof.
Missy! Missy!
Debris falls from the roof. Delmar indicates they should move on.
Whoa. Hold on, Delmar. You heard what that dude said. We should climb down, man. What are you talking about?
Talking about you and me. We don't need ropes. We can make it down freestyle. No sweat, man. Let's just do it.
Hey, what about the rest of us?
But Missy.
We can get down fast and you know it. The rest of you guys just hang tough and we're gonna bring back some help.
Fuck that.
We stick together. It's the best way. We separate.
We're dead.
Got that right.
Stop.
I'm gonna take my chances, man.
Stump makes the go.
Stop. Stay with us, man. Come on.
When I get down, I'm gonna bring back help.
This is stupid, man.
Crank, that is fucking stupid, man. I'm gonna bring back help.
He heads off.
Shit.
He leaves Amber, Crank, Napoleon, and Delmar in the gloom of the mineshaft.
You guys ready for this?
We got your back.
Delmar nods, and they turn the maglights on their rifles on before heading off down the mineshaft. As the National Guardsmen creep slowly through the mine, they're watched by another mutant.
Stinks in here.
You see anything? There's only one way they could have gone.
They creep slowly on down the shaft, keeping their guns at the ready. In the lead, Delmar rounds a corner and finds the way ahead is blocked.
Dead end. Where the fuck are they?
Napoleon's torch picks out Missy's cell phone. He picks it up and shows it to the others.
Down here.
He pulls away a piece of corrugated iron sheeting to reveal a tunnel leading away into the darkness.
In case he's shit.
Delmar shines his torch into the gloom.
Check it out. Wait for my signal.
He gets into the tunnel and slides down it until he comes to a blockage. Delmar Omar glances back at the others, then kicks at the blockage. It gives way and he drops out into a mineshaft. He shines his torch around and the coast appears to be clear.
You good? Clear!
Crank climbs into the tunnel and slides down. He brings a load of debris down with him. Amber slides down the tunnel and stops halfway. A large spider scuttles across her and she freaks out. She drops down the rest of the tunnel into the mineshaft.
You're fine. It's all right.
Finally, Napoleon crashes out of the tunnel into the shaft.
Jesus Christ!
Napoleon?
Where the hell are we?
Next level down.
They form up into a defensive position. Out on the hillside, Stump is making his way back. He looks out over a canyon.
All right. Okay.
As he moves on, a mutant, Stabber, scuttles behind a rock and Stump wheels round. Some rocks are pushed over and Stabber throws a stone over Stump's head. Stabber is gone before Stump spots him.
Fuck.
Stump holds his gun at the ready.
Just fucking rocks.
He backs up a narrow gully.
I'm not gonna let you bastards get me. Not me. Not today. It's not gonna happen.
In the mine, Amber peers warily down the shaft.
Hey, guys. There's a breeze.
Delmar, Crank, and Napoleon come over and join her. They advance slowly down the shaft, Delmar taking point and Napoleon covering the rear. A bit of brushwood blocks the exit from the shaft. Delmar and Crank push it out of the way and peer out of the hole in the rock face.
Oh, shit.
They're still high up. They see the squished remains of Spitter and Sarge down below.
This is where the fuckers hid to cut the ropes.
Amber looks at the bodies.
We can't just leave them down there.
There's nothing we can do for them now, except find Missy and get the fuck out of here.
Missy's probably dead too. You're not doing anybody any good talking like that.
Napoleon, Delmar, and Amber turn back into the tunnel. Crank stares down at the bodies for a moment, then goes after them. Outside, Stump backs up to the edge of a cliff. He slings his rifle over his shoulder and climbs gingerly backwards over the cliff edge. He climbs slowly down the rock face, struggling to find hand and footholds. He arrives at the hole in the rock face the others looked out of and scrambles inside. He peers up the shaft.
Delmar!
Getting no response, he backs out of the shaft and lowers himself out of the hole in the rock face. Stabber leans out of the hole, grabs Stump's right hand, and cuts it off with a cleaver just below the elbow. Stabber waves Stump cheerio with his own severed hand. Stump falls to his death on the rocks below. In the mine.
Is it a dead end?
A water-filled shaft.
No. No, it goes through.
How deep is it?
Let's see.
Delmar steps cautiously into the water, which comes up to his ankles. He moves carefully forward, shining the light on his gun ahead of him. The others follow. As they advance, Amber talks to Napoleon.
How many do you think there are?
Who knows? Too many.
Amber takes a cartridge out of a magazine.
What are you doing?
Saving one for myself.
Hey! Do you remember what Crank said? Dead is never better. We're gonna get out of here.
He nods. Amber falls down through a hole in the floor. She grabs hold of Napoleon, and they and all the water in the shaft fall through the hole and tumble down into another shaft below.
What the hell? Shit!
Delmar and Crank pick themselves up and look down the hole in the floor.
You guys all right?
Nothing's moving down there.
Amber! Napoleon!
Napoleon moves a bit of debris off himself and sits up.
Where's my rifle? You okay? Shit!
Amber! You guys all right?
Yeah. We're all
right. We're gonna find a way down.
No problem.
Hang on!
On the upper level, Delmar and Crank head off. Down below, some lights come on in the shaft Amber and Napoleon find themselves in.
Napoleon.
He moves on up the shaft without looking back.
What are you doing?
Chameleon lurks somewhere in the gloom up ahead. Napoleon shines around the maglite on his gun, trying to see what's there. Chameleon keeps low as Napoleon steps a little closer to him.
Napoleon!
Napoleon relaxes and turns back to Amber.
I thought I heard something.
In the darkness, Chameleon keeps his hand clamped over Missy's face to stop her crying out. Delmar and Crank find another hole in the floor.
Oh, shit.
I think that's the level they're on.
You think we can climb down without gear?
See that beam? If we can make it across, we'll slide down that.
I think I can make that jump.
What are you doing?
Crank.
Wait!
Crank clings to the edge of the hole.
Oh, shit!
Delmar takes a run up and leaps across the hole.
Delmar
takes Crank's hand.
Hang on!
Delmar pulls Crank up out of the hole. Crank sits back, catching his breath.
Thanks.
Let's keep it moving.
Delmar gets to his feet and he begins to climb down a beam which has fallen into the hole. Crank climbs down the beam after Delmar. At the bottom, they regroup and shine the torches on their guns into the gloom ahead. They walk slowly forward down the shaft. In a dark room somewhere in the mine, a couple of TV sets are on, showing rolling static. The door to the room bursts open and Chameleon comes in, carrying Missy over his shoulder. He hurls her onto the floor and backs away from her, regarding her almost nervously.
What?
Missy looks up at him as he crouches beside her.
Mama. Pretty.
She spits at him.
Drunk.
He throws her on the table and they struggle.
Mom!
He smacks her in the face, then dips his fingers in her saliva and tastes it.
So sweet.
Chameleon extends his unnaturally long tongue and begins to lick her face with it. Getting more aroused, he sticks his tongue deep into her mouth and down her throat. Missy bites down hard on the tongue, severing it. Chameleon recoils and Missy kicks him away. As she makes to escape, another mutant, Papa Hades, comes in and punches her to the floor.
No, with her, Papa. No.
Papa Hades punches Chameleon, who scurries away on all fours. Hades throws Missy onto a table and rips her clothes open. He leers over her, fronds of thick mucus dripping from his mouth and nose.
You give me baby.
Mucus drips on her face. Del Mar.
Shit.
God damn it, come on. Motherfucker.
Del Mar and Crank hurry down the shaft. Hades tears Missy's clothes. Alerted by the noise, Hades leaves Missy and walks over to the door. In a shaft, Napoleon and Amber see someone run by up ahead of them. They edge forward slowly, using the lights on their rifles. An electric lamp flickers feebly on the wall just ahead of them. As Napoleon moves forward, Amber sees a bit of cloth on the floor and picks it up.
Shit. Stump's headband.
What?
Suddenly, something comes flying out of the darkness and lands on the floor. It's Stump's severed hand. Someone moves across the tunnel ahead of them. Bats take flight.
Where is he?
There! There!
Nothing moves up ahead. Napoleon edges forward, Amber keeping in close behind him. Napoleon fires into the darkness.
Gotcha.
He's out of ammo. Chameleon lunges out of the shadows, knocking Napoleon backwards. Chameleon grabs hold of Amber, who sinks her thumb into his left eye socket, bursting his eyeball. He grabs her by the throat and begins to choke the life out of her, until Napoleon smashes him over the head with a big rock. Chameleon hits the deck, and Napoleon pounds his skull to a pulp with the rock. Napoleon drops the stone and stares down at the mashed, gore-soaked remains of Chameleon's head. Someone moves in the shadows.
Napoleon, we gotta go. He's got a gun.
A short-sighted, bald mutant called Sniffer comes down the corridor towards them. He wears thick-lensed, wonky glasses and bends down to sniff Chameleon's corpse. He stands up, and getting Napoleon and Amber's scent, comes after them. As he advances, Amber and Napoleon back up. Amber jumps through a hatch into a lower chamber, and Napoleon follows after her.
Get the hatch!
They close the hatch, and another mutant, Hansel, appears.
Which way?
Hansel turns to Napoleon and Amber.
You stay here. Safe.
Del Mar and Crank.
Right behind you. Let's go.
God damn.
They walk along the shaft that Sniffer is still in and find Chameleon's body.
Happened here.
Del Mar is hit by a bullet as Sniffer fires wildly up the mineshaft. He runs out of ammunition and runs at the soldiers.
Come on, bitch!
Crank cuts him down with automatic fire.
Yeah, baby! Son of a volley!
It's Crank.
You okay?
I'm alright. Lone Ranger shoulder wound. Missed the bone completely.
Damn.
Crank helps Del Mar to his feet.
You good?
Yeah.
Crank kicks Sniffer's corpse.
Who you fucking with, huh? Who you fucking with?
Crank. You got any ammo left?
Crank checks his gun's magazine.
Fuck.
up to.
They move cautiously forward, shining their torches ahead of them.
Delmar, bayonet.
Napoleon calls out to the others.
Craig, Delmar, down here.
They climb through the hatch and join Napoleon and Amber.
Oh, shit. You guys are alive.
What happened to you?
Delmar, are you all right?
Be a hell of a lot better when we get out of here.
Are you shot?
Fine. It's nothing.
You sure?
Shit. Hansel.
What the hell is that?
He's okay.
You out of your goddamn mind? He's one of them.
No, he just saved our lives.
No fear. You come. Follow me.
They all regard each other uncertainly. Hansel beckons.
Come.
Crank looks uneasy. In the subterranean room, Papa Hades has Missy bent over a table and is busy raping the hell out of her. Hansel leads Crank, Amber, Napoleon, and Delmar down a dark tunnel.
This way.
Crank regards Delmar with concern.
Whoa. You good?
I'm all right.
Don't worry.
I'm all right.
Crank turns to Amber.
We gotta get him out of here.
This is not that far. You heard our screams.
How are we gonna get her out of here without any goddamn ammo?
We can find him with rocks and rifle butts if we have to.
Oh, who's Rambo resurrected now?
I just wanna get everyone out of here.
Yeah? Well, tell that to Mickey and Spitter and Crank.
Up.
You trust that guy?
He hid us from them. He didn't give us up.
We don't have any choice. We have to trust him.
Bullshit! God knows where he's taking us.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure God knows anything about this place.
Wonky-eyed Hansel leads them through a door into a dark room.
Through here. Must through here.
The room is littered with piles of old clothing. An ancient pram is piled high with junk. Napoleon draws a combat knife from its sheath. Crank has fixed his bayonet to the end of his rifle.
Jesus.
They find a rotting cadaver. Inside an open fridge, they see a frying pan full of severed fingers. They pass more human body parts in the charnel house until they come to a half corpse from the waist down, lying on a table.
Jeez.
The room is filled with other grisly bits of butchered human meat. On one specially constructed rack, an assortment of severed limbs dangle from the ceiling on meat hooks. Amber looks down and sees Mickey's corpse sitting up in a bathtub.
Mickey!
Don't look!
Mickey appears to have been partially eaten. Crank turns to Hansel.
You sick fuck! You should be dead! I should kill you!
Crank!
What, man? Were you always trying to shut me down, Delmar, huh?
Don't freak out.
Delmar collapses.
Wait.
Crank sees Delmar's bleeding heavily.
What the fuck, man? You were hit twice?
Delmar puts his hand over the wound.
What did you tell me? Don't do this, man. Don't do this! Don't do this. Don't leave me, man. Don't fucking leave me.
Delmar loses consciousness.
Fuck! Give me a medipack. Napoleon, give me a medipack. Come on.
Crank.
Napoleon shakes his head.
I'm not gonna leave him. I'm not gonna leave him. You sick fuck! You're not gonna have him!
Okay.
I'm gonna get you out of here.
Napoleon looks over at Hansel.
Get us out of here.
Hansel leads the way into a darkened tunnel.
Come.
Hansel emerges out of inky blackness into a patch of feeble light from a stuttering electric lamp on the wall. He gestures for Amber to go on into a large mine-working area. She's on a raised platform with a ladder leading down to the ground below. Napoleon and Crank follow her, carrying Delmar's body between them. They rest Delmar's body up against a wall.
I'll get you out of here.
Crank goes over to Amber and looks around the cavern. Amber climbs down the ladder. Crank and Napoleon follow her, and Hansel brings up the rear. Amber stares down an inky black mine shaft.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
I bet this leads outside. Let me get this fucking door open!
He struggles to open a vault-style door.
Come on!
Hey, would you forget it, Crank?
Would you forget it? It's a blast door. You're never gonna get it open.
We need to get out of here! Fucking retard!
Crank!
How the fuck do we get out of here?
What about Missy?
Would you get off this shit that she's alive? Missy is fucking dead! Okay? Just like the rest of them. Just like we're gonna be if we don't get the fuck out of here!
You're not leaving this place without her.
Stupid. Okay? How the fuck do we get out of here, man? Which way is it? What's over there? What's over here?
I'm going back for her.
Amber, stay here.
Guys!
Amber!
Oh, shit, guys! Check it out! Everything we need. Hey!
Napoleon runs after Amber. Crank breaks down a rough wooden barrier.
No touch! No touch! No touch!
Amber?
No touch!
Please don't!
Hey!
I'm begging you.
I'd go back for you.
She runs on. Hansel has left Crank to it. Crank breaks through the barricade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
He's found some wooden crates of something and opens one.
Dynamite. Perfect.
He picks up a couple of sticks and stares at them.
I'm gonna get out of here after all.
He picks up an entire crate full of dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Delmar, we're getting out of here, baby.
As he carries the crate away, he's oblivious to the detonator wire playing out from the crate. The wire tightens and pulls over the detonator, which strikes, igniting the dynamite. A mighty explosion rips through the tunnels, knocking Napoleon and Amber off their feet. In the subterranean room, Papa Hades looks up. Amber and Napoleon get to their feet. They run back to find him.
Crank!
Crank!
In the subterranean room, Papa Hades grabs Missy.
It's Missy.
The vault door has been blown out by the blast. And Napoleon and Amber make their way through it. They step into a dark tunnel and make their way along it by the light from Amber's rifle torch. The tunnel leads into an ancient military bunker, with several uniformed shop dummies sitting at a table. As they step into the bunker, Napoleon draws his knife and holds it ready to strike. They edge past the dummies seated around the table. Suddenly, Stabber, disguised as one of the dummies, leaps up and attacks Napoleon. Stabber throws Napoleon into a corner and proceeds to give him a good kicking. He then turns on Amber and slams her face into the tabletop. Napoleon gets to his feet, grabs his knife, and stabs Stabber in the right ankle. As Stabber falls, he knifes him again in the shoulder. Amber puts her foot on Stabber's chest and runs him through repeatedly with the bayonet on the end of her rifle. Amber pulls the bayonet out of Stabber, who lies dead. She catches her breath and looks up at Napoleon. They look in the direction of the noise.
Let's do it.
They walk off out of the bunker and move into the corridor beyond. It's dimly lit by electric lights along its walls. They pass a TV monitor displaying a field of static. Napoleon and Amber walk in the direction of the noise and look through a slatted partition at the end of the corridor. In the room beyond, Papa Hades is busy tying Missy to a table.
Missy's bone.
What?
Do you still have Missy's bone?
Napoleon takes it from his pocket and hands it to Amber.
Wait here.
Amber hurries off. Papa Hades looks round, then carries on with what he's doing. Papa Hades walks off down the corridor to investigate. Amber rejoins Napoleon.
Genius.
With Papa Hades out of the way, they go to rescue Missy.
Jesus Christ.
Emma. You okay?
Emma.
Give me his arm. Stay with me.
It's okay. We got you. We got you.
Where's everybody else?
Napoleon and Amber share a look. Papa Hades barges through a door into another room. He brandishes a knife as he searches for the source of the noise. He sheathes the knife when he sees the phone. He watches Missy's son on the phone for a moment before angrily smashing it.
Love you, Mommy.
Get me out of here, please. Don't let him touch me again.
Let's go.
They help Missy up.
Don't let him die. Amber.
Come on. We got you.
Napoleon stops.
Napoleon.
I don't hear him anymore.
What are you doing? Let's just get out of here.
Napoleon has his knife at the ready.
Hey!
Napoleon heads back to them.
We don't have time.
Hades bursts through a slatted screen and punches Napoleon to the ground. Missy hides under a table. As Hades overturns it, Amber takes her last cartridge from her pocket and loads it into her rifle. Hades grabs Missy and slams her into the floor. Hades hammers Missy into the floor again. Amber cocks the rifle and takes aim. The shot takes a chunk out of Hades' skull. He feels the wound, and brain tissue drips onto his boot.
Boy, get up, get up!
Hades staggers drunkenly.
Boy, get up!
Napoleon gets to his feet just as Hades recovers himself. He charges at Napoleon, picks him up, and throws him against a wall. Hades grabs Amber, pushes her against a wall, and starts to choke her. Napoleon gets up and grabs a spear leaning against the wall.
Amber!
Napoleon runs Hades through with a spear, pinning him to the wall, but Hades still keeps hold of Amber. She sticks her fingers into the hole in Hades' skull and scrambles his brains. Hades' face suddenly goes blank. Napoleon withdraws the spear, and Hades falls backwards onto the floor. Amber runs over to Napoleon.
Come on! Come on! Get her! Missy, let's go! Let's get out of here!
Missy kicks Hades.
Missy!
Hades grabs Missy's ankle in his left hand and reaches for a knife with his right. Napoleon grabs a pickaxe and swings it, pinning Hades' right arm to the ground. He then helps Amber prize Missy's foot from Hades' grasp. As they hold him down, Missy gets a sledgehammer and repeatedly whacks Hades' crotch with it. Napoleon picks up Amber's rifle and plunges the bayonet into Hades' mouth. The blade sticks into the ground, pinning Hades' head to the floor. He lies still. Amber and Napoleon exchange a look, and Amber gives him a little smile. They get to their feet and help Missy up. They leave the room they're in and go into the corridor beyond. Daylight streams in through a doorway at the far end of the corridor. Captions. The disappearance of the National Guard trainees and their sergeant was never explained to their families. Officially, they were listed as absent without leave. The three survivors step outside into the light. Sector 16 is still not acknowledged to exist. Outside, the survivors are viewed by someone as a thermal image on a laptop. A hand wearing a fingerless glove slams the laptop shut and clenches into a fist. Cast in order of appearance. Pregnant woman, Cecile Breccia. Papa Hades, Michael Bailey Smith. Han, Archie Kao. Wilson, Jay Accavone. Redding, Jeff Kober. Foster, Philip Pavel. Hansel, David Reynolds. Stabber, Tyrell Kemlow. Delmar, Lee Thompson Young. Missy, Daniela Alonso. Spitter, Eric Edelstein. Amber, Jessica Stroop. Insurgent, Joseph Bedelin. Crank, Jacob Vargas. Stump, Ben Crowley. Napoleon, Michael McMillian. Mickey, Reshad Strick. Afghan woman, Fatiha Owatili. Sarge, Flex Alexander. Lech, Jason Oettel. Clyde, Jeremy Goey. Chameleon, Derek Mears. Sniffer, Gaspar Sabo. Sound design and editorial by Sonic Magic Studios. Supervising sound editor and sound designer, Jonathan Miller. Pre-recording mixers, Jonathan Wales, Jerry Gilbert, Scott Hinckley. Sound recordist, Richard Kitting. Sound effects editor and sound designer, Stuart Proveen. Sound effects editors, Randy Babajdis, Sean London. Assistant sound editor, Jason Geyer. ADR supervisors, Val Koklowski, Paul Carden. ADR mixer, Jeremy Balco. ADR editor, Sarah Rudolph Payen. Dialogue editors, Todd Neeson, Andrew Patterson, Byron Wilson. Foley mixer, Andrew Morgado. Foley artist, Vicky O'Reilly Vandergrift. Unit production manager, Alwyn Height Kushner. First assistant director, Christopher Landry. Second assistant director, Maria Nita. Morocco producer, Sami Layani. Script supervisor, Alina Apostu. Armourer, Lawrence Harvey. Orchestra recorded by Brad Hainel. Orchestra mixed by Dennis Sands. Score mixed by Jeff Biggers. Score mixed at Remote Control Productions. Additional music by TJ Lindgren, Jeff Atmajian. Own Little World, Remorse Code Remix, written by Clayton, performed by Cell Dweller. Courtesy of Fixit Music, by arrangement with Position Music. The Hills Have Eyes, written by William James Blur Macaulay III and Taylor Alexander. Lock, performed by Loud Lion. Wes Craven, Marianne Maddalena, and Peter Locke wish to express their admiration for the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, including the Army National Guard, who serve their country with valor and distinction. May the missions they're given be worthy of the sacrifices they will make. Filmed on location in Oasis 8, Morocco, CLA Studios. The logos of Kodak, Dolby, DTS, SDDS, Prince by Deluxe, Motion Picture Association of America, number 43302. Copyright BRC Rights Management Limited, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and Dune Entertainment LLC, except in Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea and Spain. Copyright BRC Rights Management Limited, TCF Hungary Film Rights Exploitation Limited Liability Company, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and Dune Entertainment LLC in Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea and Spain. BRC Rights Management Limited is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. The events, characters and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to actual events or firms, is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution, as well as civil liability.